Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mayer with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 10th of March. And though I've covered Avacta quite a few times in the recent past, couldn't resist it today. We've had good follow through this week with a gap, unfilled gap to the upside, the second one in a month, which is wonderful. And we've got the top of the channel there from October. Nearly being hit around £2.60. I suppose you could stretch it up to that red channel there, steeper channel, which is probably pointing towards £2.80 now. So, but while there's no end of day close back below that February peak, £2.25, let's call it, £2.80 looks to be very much possible. And we'll see how that particular situation goes. Always nice to have a new name or a name that I haven't heard of or haven't charted. And here we have it in the form of Alina Holdings. One of my favorite setups, or a favorite setup here, is a gap through resistance. Another one is a key reversal to the upside, and two gaps through resistance can be even better. So that's actually what we've got, all three of those in Alina at the moment, rather. With the a gap that we had last month, then we had a key reversal up yesterday, and then a gap through the initial peak there at 22 pence. While we're above 22 pence, we're trying to guess what the upside here might be. At the moment, the best guess is that we're in a channel which is probably as wide as that, so up to, say, 32 pence by the end of next month is a possible target there for Alina. But just good to see a situation where we're still relatively near the sort of the lows and bouncing quite hard. On to Duke Mount, which apparently is a SPAC and all but name. Here we've got a situation where it's just, again, at the floor of the channel, which we've had in play since March last year, let's say, basically the base around 0.65, 0.7. We're hoping that there's no break back below 0.6, obviously. But the trigger here would be on the upside for fans of the stock, a break of that red resistance line there from last May at 0.8. 0.8 the level to break, and I would guess that after several attempts from November onwards to break higher, a break of 0.8 now with such a narrow range as well, just 0.15 pence, that should hopefully give us a decent move, maybe of the kind of that we saw last year, this time last year, or April at least, with that move from 0.4 to 1.3. So see if history repeats itself at Duke Mount. On to another stock, which has been a rather difficult customer, Fusion Antibodies. I think this is going to be hopefully eighth time lucky for the shares in terms of potential breakout. We've had a rather spiky price action since September. And as I said, the eight attempts to break higher, a bit like a Duke Mount situation. Looking for at least an end-of-day close above this resistance line from October. That's running at around £1.30. We're already above the 50-day moving average, which is a plus, but I think this situation has proved that it wants a bit more in terms of momentum. So probably a weekly close through last month's high at £1.44 would do the trick in terms of getting us at least another spike higher. Big picture target maybe over the next 2-3 months, if everything pans out well, would be £3 plus. But given that we've had 7 or 8 attempts to break higher, I wouldn't want to count any chickens too early. And in terms of support, I suppose £1.10 about the best that you can say at this stage on an end of day close basis. I'm aware that the spread in this stock is rather wide as well. Stake building news today for Gunsind, which is good because it's excited to get the shares going again after recent consolidation. Here we've had a band of support, I suppose, from 1.6 to 1.7. Nice push today back above the late February support at 1.7. So while we're above that, looking for recovery. If we close above 1.8, which is that January resistance line today, we should hopefully start heading back towards 2.5 pence, which is post-December resistance. Big picture target here, maybe over the next 2-3 months, as high as 3.75, which is that August resistance line projection. And that could be achieved, hopefully, by the end of May, something like that. Moving along to another stock where there's been a near-term bear trap. Here we've got Galileo Resources, where the last low in February was 1.4 pence. We went down towards 1.25, but an end of day close and a weekly close back above 1.4, and we should be back on our way for the upside. Initial target here, March resistance around 1.8, 1.9 pence. The actual figure there, 1.86. And end of day close or a weekly close above the 50-day line takes us back to our expected target here, up to 3 pence at the top of the rising trend channel from November. But interesting that we've had a 3 or 4 day bear trap and push back higher above the 200-day moving average as well. So that's a plus point for the shares. Moving along to a stock which, again, that late February dip has sort of broken the chart patterns for many stocks. But it still looks as though Powerhouse Energy is in this rising trend channel, a rising pattern from May last year. We bounced off the floor of the channel and its support line there from November at 5 pence. And above that, the structure is still looking pretty positive. I want to see as many closes above 5.8 pence this week as possible, or an end-of-week close above that, which was the last February support. And if we get that, then the 2 to 3 month target here as high as 14 pence at that May 2020 resistance line projection. Fun and games at Premier African. Here we've had stock which has never delivered or has rarely delivered on the upside and then always been sold back. But the situation here is that we managed to push through that 0.2 pence, the sort of psychological 0.2 pence level from way back in 2019. And the longer we stay above that, the greater the chance of a move towards a March 2019 resistance line projection as high as 0.4 pence. And at the rate way things are going at the moment, we can see that by the end of next month. So something to look forward to, to there while we hold above 0.2 pence. Stock which has been one of the punters' favourites of late, Ridgecrest. Here we've had a great, it was a great charting situation, actually. We had a couple of signals here. First one was the end-of-day close back above the gap at 2.1 pence, and that was achieved, I think, around the 24th of last month, 24th of February. If you got in then, you had another chance of also another buy trigger, which was a break of that January resistance line there around the same 2.1 pence area, which would have saved you some time in terms of holding the stock. And now we're looking towards the top of a rising trend channel from January, currently predicting a target as high as 5 pence. And that could be seen as soon as the end of next month, and maybe the way things are going, even by the end of this month. In terms of the stop loss at the moment, probably difficult to have it lower than yesterday's low around the 2.5 pence level. So that is probably the best area at the moment. Moving on to a stock which the experts had told us might not actually be back, Supply Me Capital, but here it is, and it's still within, I suppose, the ranges that we had before. The big plus point at the moment, I would say, is that we're still holding above the 50-day moving average at 0.47, so that's pretty decent. We're also above the 200-day line at 0.36, which means that we're officially, on a technical basis, in a bull trend, and also we've got a rising trend channel that you can draw from the early part of last year with the floor of the channel at the 50-day line. So above the 50-day moving average, still looking quite bullish. If you're a fan of the shares, you'd want to see a weekly close above 0.71, which was December resistance, to give us the top of channel target as high as 1.2 pence. But that obviously that appears to be rather a long way away at the moment. In terms of the downside, maybe the low 0.4s is probably the risk one would be taking at the moment. But ideally, we stay above the 200-day moving average, but amazing that the stock is back and looking quite stable. On to a stock which is looking quite strong and healthy at the moment, which we'll get in a second, Skin Biotherapeutics. Here we've had a bounce basically off the 50-day moving average at 35 pence, key reversal to the upside today, so just narrowly breaking yesterday's low and then shooting past the high. And all we're looking for here really is an end-of-day close above the initial March resistance at 42 pence. We can get that this week. We're looking towards 60 pence, which is a February 2020 resistance line projection. The reason for being that much more bullish here is that we've had this sideways bull flag, and the longer those continue, the bigger the breakout you tend to get in a stock, because it's sort of logjam, dam busting effect on the way out. Finishing off with Wishbone Gold, which has been on the back foot of late, but seems to be bouncing back today. Here we've had another of those sort of bear trap effects. So the last low there in January around the 12.5 pence level. And we had a slight break of that yesterday, but at least while we're above 12.5 pence, looking towards the top of the range and 18 pence over the next month or so. Big picture target here up towards 35 or 40 pence, but clearly we've got to get through that 18 pence zone first, which has been quite problematic since the beginning of the year. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.